We're talking about DNA testing here, and it's concerning that the person that was responsible for many tests over 6 years got the boot for breaching protocols and testing, and it's come back and, well, obviously, it's hit the law fraternity big, because a lot of people, when they get DNA, mate, your DNA matches, you've got to plead guilty.
I mean, it's the obvious question. How many people are inside who are there because of a DNA swab who maybe have not done the crime?
It's like foolproof evidence. Well, it was until they started to kind of test whether the procedures were followed. Genevieve Cleary is the president of the Criminal Lawyers Association of WA. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Let's start with that opening remark. Is it possible that lawyers did advise clients, look, the DNA matches, it's a perfect match, you've really got to plead guilty?
There's no doubt that many lawyers probably would have done that, not from a laziness or anything like that, but as you've said in your introduction, when you're faced with that evidence, well, it's supposed to be irrefutable.
And the fact was, it wasn't, because the testing procedures weren't followed correctly, and now you as a group and the people that you represent say, look, we would like to know what cases this procedure wasn't followed through when this person that we're talking about, Lawrence Webb, worked on these cases.
Yeah, look, I'm not sure it's actually only confined to Laurie Webb's work. That was one issue that came up, and I think that the things that Laurie Webb did probably didn't actually challenge the integrity of the testing that he was doing. And PathWest say that they've done an audit, and that's the case, because he was not getting things peer-reviewed and that sort of thing. But what seems to have been going on even behind that is really more fundamental issues of testing itself, continuity, labelling. There have been instances that we know of now that there has been contamination of DNA samples. So it's all of that sort of thing behind it, and that's really PathWest-wide.
But the DNA scientist should know that you have to follow procedure, and the procedures weren't followed, and people were convicted on those particular findings.
Yeah, but look, that's right. Now, that's an issue probably for the appeal courts if any of the clients take it up to the Court of Appeal.
But how do I know that my case wasn't done correctly? If I'm locked away, how do I know that I was one of those that procedure wasn't followed correctly?
And that's exactly the problem. You don't know what you don't know. And that's the reason that the Criminal Lawyers Association has joined with a number of other criminal lawyers to ask that there actually be a public inquiry into all of the testing and all of the things that PathWest have done from day to day, so not just Laurie Webb, but all of the things that they've done day to day, so that we can actually now find out whether, in fact, there are far more people in jail who shouldn't be.
So do you think you'll get a positive hearing from the Attorney General, John Quigley?
Look, he was taken a little bit by surprise, because he was speaking at our conference day that we have every year. So he didn't give much of a response, but I don't blame him for that at all.
Sure. But he more than most knows about the wrongful imprisonment, doesn't he? I mean, we know the case that he so famously championed. So, I mean, in a sense, you've got him where you want him, because it'd be very hypocritical of him not to give you a sympathetic ear.
It was very encouraging for him to for us to hear him talk about that in his introduction to our conference day. And that's exactly right. I do think we've got a sympathetic ear there. He's been in practice for a long time, and he's been in politics, so he knows how both work. Yes, and I do agree that I think we have the best shot that we've got Mr. Quigley.
And we've got people that are walking around our community, perhaps, that should be in jail and aren't, and those that are inside perhaps shouldn't be, and that's not correct. Genevieve?
That's the other side of it, that's right.
Indeed. Thanks for your time this morning. Genevieve Cleary, no there, President of the Criminal Lawyers Association of WA. How that could happen is beyond me.
Well, technology doesn't always work, as we know.